From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen, and joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hey, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
You're in Colorado for the annual National Puzzle Convention?
National Puzzlers League Convention,
National
yes.
Puzzlers League. What are you doing? What's new?
Well, this is the world's oldest puzzlers organization, and this is our annual convention, four straight days of word puzzles and word games that ends today. I'll tell you one of the interesting things this year. It's called the Puzzle Master Game. Huh. And several conventioners have prepared in advance some puzzles in the style of my Sunday morning puzzles here on NPR. And they're being presented all weekend live with people pretending to be you and me.
Oh, you're kidding.
And Thursday night, I got to play you.
You did?
While someone else played me.
What was it like to be me?
Well, I think I did all right. It was a lot of fun, and the challenge puzzle coming up is one of the puzzles from this game.
Oh, great. All right, well, before we can get to that, you have to repeat the challenge you gave us last week, please.
Yes, I said take the word contaminated, rearrange these 12 letters to get a familiar sign in two words. What is it?
What is it?
The answer is no admittance.
Nearly 1,000 listeners wrote in with the correct answer. Our randomly chosen winner is Liz Perch from Savannah, Georgia. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
How'd you solve the puzzle?
I use Scrabble tiles.
Smart move. Smart move. What do you do in Savannah?
I'm a consultant. I work mostly right now for the Church of the Brethren, the Mennonite Church USA, and Philadelphia Yearly Meeting, which is a Quaker organization. I'm planning an ecumenical peace conference.
Wow. How interesting to have you in the puzzle segment while we are doing our series on Philadelphia. And last week we heard all about the Quakers. Cool. Oh. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
About 10 years.
Oh, all right. So you know the drill. You're ready to play, right?
Yes.
All right. Well, we'll meet Liz, and let's see if we can work on what you brought us from Colorado.
All right, Liz and Leanne, this is a good two-person puzzle. The theme today is art. I'm going to give you three words, starting with the letters A, R, and T, respectively. You give me a fourth word that can precede each of mine to complete a familiar two-word phrase. For example, if I said alarm, report, and teeth, you would say false, as in false alarm, false report, and false teeth.
Okay.
Here's number one. Ant, A-N-T, retardant, truck.
Fire.
Fire is right. Fire ant, fire retardant, and fire truck. Number two is age, retriever, touch.
Golden.
That is correct. Attendant, recorder, test. Your words are attendant, recorder, test.
I think I come up with tape recorder.
That's the first thing I thought of, but
and
I'm not getting
work.
Right. I'm going to guess flight.
That's it. Flight attendant, flight recorder, and flight test. Good job. Angle, reverend, turn.
Right.
That's correct. Acres, room, thumb.
Green.
Oh, that's Ooh. Fast. Alert, rooster, tape. Alert, rooster, and tape.
You looking for a color?
Yes.
Black.
Black. Think of a brighter color than that.
Look at the other checker on the checkerboard.
Red.
Yeah.
Yes, red alert, red rooster, and red tape. Good.
Yeah, okay.
Air, A-I-R, rod, tub. Air, rod, and tub. And maybe you have this kind of tub in the back of your house.
Hot.
There you go. Hot air, hot rod, and hot tub. Good.
Okay.
Atlas, rage, trip.
Road.
Road. Good one. Aspirin, Ruth, talk.
What's the second one?
Ruth, as in the name, R-U-T-H.
Are you looking for a candy bar there?
Yes.
Baby.
Yeah.
Baby is right. And your last one, afternoon, riddance, taste.
Good.
Good.
Good afternoon, good
afternoon.
Riddance, and good taste.
And
good job.
Good riddance. Here we go. Hey, Liz, nice work.
Thank you.
Yeah, we worked well as a team.
Yes.
Well, you know, to tell you what you get for playing our puzzle today, we're going to return to the author of the book, Ladies of Liberty, NPR's Cokie Roberts.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, Will Short's Little Black Book of Sudoku, and Black and White Book of Crosswords from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Short's Puzzle Master Deck of Riddles and Challenges from Chronicle Books.
Liz, all that in Cokie too, huh?
Wow.
Wow, I know. What member station do you listen to in Savannah?
WSVH.
All right. Liz Perch, great player from Savannah, Georgia. Thanks a lot for playing our puzzle today.
Thank you.
All right, Will, given you're at the Puzzlers League convention, chances are you've got a bang-up challenge for us to work on. Am I correct?
I hope so. Try this. It's from Adam Cohen from the National Puzzlers League convention. Name a famous person in early American history with five letters in the first name and five letters in the last. Just six letters of the alphabet are used in this name, some of them repeated. And these same six letters make up the name of another famous person in early American history whose first and last names have six and four letters respectively. Who are these two people? So again, two famous people in early American history whose first and last names have 5-5 and 6-4 letters respectively, and the same six letters of the alphabet make up these names. Who are these famous people?
My goodness, when you figure out the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Only one entry per person, please. And our deadline is Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Don't forget to give us your phone number, your home, your cell, whatever else you have. If you're the winner, you'll hear from us, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Short. Thanks a lot, Will. Have fun.
Thanks a lot, Leanne.